If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
So the conditions seem ready. The time is right. The day of the Lord is on the horizon. Yes, it will get worse, but already we sense its need. Is it time for wrongs to be righted, oppressions to cease, evil to be finally punished? It is.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, did you experience it? Maybe even this year, perhaps you remember when as a kid, the anticipation for the day of Christmas, getting out of bed early as mom and dad would let you, not waking up because you probably didn't sleep that much the night before, and then rushing downstairs, down the hall, or just to the tree to see which packages were yours. Of course, there are other such days of anticipation as well. Your wedding day, perhaps the birth of your first child, maybe your retirement day, although that feeling might be mixed. But there are also other days that loom like a weight hanging above your head, like on a thin string, a court date, or more emphatically, a sentencing date, or even more emphatically, the day of your execution. Some days are double-edged. What is joy and hope for some is devastation for others. What we know in rescue mission work is that for some, even for many of those we serve, holidays like Christmas, so full of joy and celebration, can be haunting and depressing, filled with bad memories and lost opportunities. But today, on Wings of the Morning, we're going to talk about the day, which is both a day of dread and of joy. But right now, listen to Andre Crouch tell us, "I didn't think it could be."
Somebody told me of the joy they had, and
Bible, both Old and New Testament, speaks of a particular day that's filled with the widest possible ambivalence. The Old Testament prophets called it the last day, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, the day of disaster, Jeremiah says, and the day of punishment, Hosea says. Ominous is the only way to describe these monikers. Yet as we look at our world today, the dread associated with this notion is ever so increasing, isn't it? We see it here just at the mission. The numbers of homeless continue to increase from our numbers from 50 to over 300 under roof at night, from 130 meals just a decade ago to 800 meals daily. But then all around the world, evil and persecution, slavery and degradation, immorality and killing continue to grow and grow and grow. Hatred of God and denial of Jesus is at an all-time worldwide high. So the conditions seem ready. The time is right. The day of the Lord is on the horizon. Yes, it will get worse, but already we sense its need. It is time for wrongs to be righted, oppressions to cease, evil to be finally punished. It is. So this is what the scripture says about this day. Jude, verse 6, says that it is the day of judgment for the angels that rebelled against God and have been tormenting humanity. Boy, I want that, don't you? Romans 2:5 tells us that it is a day when God's wrath will come upon those who with stubbornness refuse to repent. 2 Peter 3 says that the Lord God will destroy heaven and earth by a cleansing fire. And the setup is a battle, a worldwide devastating battle. That day, and not just a day, but not even a day, will be a battle. Revelation 6:17 and Revelation 16:14 tells us that the rulers of the earth, all the kings of every nation, will gather in one place to unbelievably challenge God Almighty, the Lord Jesus. They will gather in one moment with the word of his mouth. He will destroy them all. Flesh will melt from their bones like an enormous world-filling hydrogen bomb, but with no need of missile or plane. A day of terrible, ominous judgment and destruction. But now, listen to what it says in Hebrews 10:19 through 25 about this day. It says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Boy, there is much meat in this short passage, but let's start with this. "And all the more as you see the day approaching." There has never been a time when the followers of Christ have not looked forward with anticipation to that day. Though the whole world may see it, and rightfully so, as a day of terror, of destruction, even infamy, the people of God look at it with joy, a day that we desire to approach. We long to approach. The Bible even records in its last few words that famous phrase, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." It is as if we're running towards it. Why would we? Why would anyone run toward an event that is so filled with battle, terror, and destruction? Well, because it is also filled with reward. Paul said, "There is in store for me," he said, "a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award on that day." That day. There is also protection and safety, as Paul told Timothy. He said, "I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." We're convinced that he's going to guard us and guard our salvation. For those who believe it is a day of redemption, it is a day for which we are sealed. And because we have placed our lives, given ourselves to Christ, the Bible says that we will be blameless on that day. So it is a day of dread. And is it a day of dread for you? Or do you love its approaching? Well, you know, you can ask Jesus right now to come in, to cleanse you and control, that is, control your life in all of its aspects. And then that day will be a day of joy. So why don't you pray with me right now? Dear Jesus, pray this. You are coming. That day is coming. And I want to be yours. I so desperately want to be yours. Please come into my life. I turn away from my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you know, I want you to call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or 4663. You can reach me at SundayBreakfastMission.org. SundayBreakfastMission.org. Call or write me. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.